Hello, I here's Elizabeth. I got an anonymous inbox inquiry where the person was writing, "I am white and I've married an African, I'll just put black African partner. How can I help my family understand what is racism, and how can I be sure that I do not have racist stereotype thinking?" Now, I'm sure that this is coming in line with the new, the new waves of being now more openly and consciously aware that there is racism, and also wanting to understand the core of what is actually racism. So for those of us that are already been married longer, we have had to go through this with our partners successfully for some, not successfully for the others. Initially, we were only talking about, or people used to only talk about the culture clash, not understanding the other culture, the communication problems that one had between the cultures. But nobody really trusted, both the black or the white partner really trusted to take in the topic of racism in the mouth, because people had assumed, the overt racism, that if this man is white, then he cannot be a racist if he's marrying a black. But there's a basic problem here. The problem is that the education institution, the media, the other institutions, they have, with all these years and generations, been teaching, like indoctrinating actually, that you white people are superior. And as a result, coming out from that space into another space where you're realizing there is nothing like a superior human being. We are all human beings. But how do I navigate now as an adult who never learned and who has now fallen in love with a partner that is coming from A, a different culture, or B, with a different skin color? And how do I cope with my family and my friends? Now, I will start first of all with giving a few advice. And my first advice is, you have to get comfortable with talking about race, because race is going to be something that is going to accompany your partner, who is black, permanently. There is nothing bad like silence, because silence is the real enemy. If you are quiet, you are actually accepting, and you're finding that what is being done to your partner is actually okay. So if you are seeing and you're not saying anything against it, then you are complicit. That means that whatever is being happening to that partner of yours, they deserve it because they are black, right? So silence is the real enemy. And then you have to know that there are three forms of racism. One is the individual racism. One is the systematic racism, which is the institutional racism, and the other one is the cultural or the cultural racism. No? Of these three, I think the worst is always the cultural racism, which is most subtle. It is insidious and persuasive. You don't see it. Whatever you see is at the top. I don't know whether I've done that, but at the top is what you see. Those are the ones that, "I am white, I'm married to a black, I can't be racist, I'm not a Ku Klux Klan, I'm not a neo-Nazi," or such like things. "I don't belong to this right-wing party, so I can't be racist," right? So those are the things that you're seeing that at the top. But what about those ones at the bottom? The subtle racism that we are talking about. That ones that I call the covert racism, which are actually more supreme. The color blindness. Oh, every time you're talking, you're always saying, "I'm married to a black person," like you are always underlining it, instead of, "I'm married to a woman," or whatever. The first thing that you go is to identify the person with always the color, or coming out and saying, "I really don't see color," right? These are, you know, robbing people of their spaces. Or when topics are coming and somebody's talking about this white savior complex that your country, Africa, is very poor. We are the white people. We are the ones who are offering without us. And you're telling this to your partner. Again, you are, you know, manifesting the negative stereotypes, or denying yourself that you have a white privilege. That your partner, when your partner was coming here, she had to go through a very long process before she got even the visa, whereas you need to only pack your bags, jump into a plane, and you go into the next African country. You get your visa at the airport, and you're allowed to go in. But when you're doing that on the other reverse side, it is very difficult. So when you're looking at the cultural aspect of the racism, the cultural one is the one that is really a real hideous one, because it is very subtle. It is very dark, like when you've got an iceberg, it's right at the bottom of that iceberg. You don't see it if you're a white person, because you have internalized all this. So you have to do some learning to be able to start really recognizing those things that are really subtle. Then don't make assumptions about your partner based on race. If there's anything that is, you know, that really used to get me so upset, is always these obvious assumptions of, but you know, you people, you don't have houses, you don't have cars, or you know, you make assumptions, or based on maybe the little knowledge that you have, making it that difficult for example, for me to even want to tell you, because already you have already got those negative assumptions about what you are expecting to have seen there. And if I tell you, I remember that I used to tell people that my mother drove a car since the 1960s, and he looked at me and he told me that is not possible, right? So always, you know, kind of like you're always trying to defend that you're not lying, and you always feel like a liar all the time, and having to justify that no, this is true, and you know this is how you were born, and you're wondering why would somebody want to, you know, question that, because this is you, right? So it is helpful for you to know others who are also in an interracial relationships. This is very important, because it is here in this space that both couples are able to maybe exchange, or with other couples, you're able to exchange those. And it is also an eye-opener for your partner, for you, the white person, because it is here that you're going to listen to the same stories being said by the same people who are not of your race. So you're going to be, you know, like get yet another confirmation that this, what these people are talking about, is painful. I should maybe really get myself more knowledgeable about it. I should maybe really do get myself informed as to how best can I be able to help my partner. The other thing is you have to learn more about your partner's family. You're right, and maybe even more about your own. So learning more about your partner's family is also showing your partner more love. If there's nothing that I really dislike, is when I hear the white people always telling me, those are the African people, they're back there, I don't need to know them, right? Just my wife or just my husband. Yet your partner has really taken in your whole family, but you're not taking her family. So as you can see, that there's a disbalance there. Why would I like your family and you wouldn't like my family? Yet I also love my family, just like I'm loving the new family that I've acquired. So you too must also learn, you know, more about your family. Even if you're not staying here, they're 8,000 kilometers, I expect that my partner is going to take more interest. I've seen people who are saying they're married to Africans, and I ask them, so where is your wife from? Oh, I don't know. She's just from Africa. I don't know where she comes from. Excuse me. No. And, you know, what do they eat? Yeah, very funny foods. I'm not really sure. And why don't you take a minute and just think that maybe your partner is being decent and not talking about your food the way you're talking about their food? To begin with, if these people have been eating this food, it has never killed them. That is even why you've got a wife or a husband right now. No? So if you don't know about the food, I think if your partner is eating your food, I think it is just fair that even you eat their food as well. And that, I mean, it is, you want to live with one another and you also want to be happy. She cannot just assimilate herself, forget all her foods and eat only your foods, right? So I think that is very important. The most important thing also, I think, is that the white partners must be on the alert, develop the antennas, just like the black partners are. You must be there for us to see. Whenever you see subtle racism, I'd like to see that you are the one who is going at the front to defend and ask your white people, what are you doing there? Because when you confront the person and ask them what they're doing there, they're taken aback, right? But if I, the black person, confronts the white person, the first thing is going to be discussions. They're going to be defensiveness. And I'm already hurt. I don't see why I really need to go into these long discussions with you over something that I know is hurting. And you are standing just, you know, like you don't know, you're not part of it. I'd like to see that you are the one who is coming at the front and really stopping these things from, you know, from those people from, you know, practicing those subtle racism with you. So it is also very important that that you also stand out there. But in order for you to stand out there, you need to educate yourself, because you too might be harboring racist thinkings, racist behaviors. It is only when you educate yourself, go get somebody who can be able to tell you and identify for you where are those minefields of being a racist. Where is it that you fall short of not recognizing where those minefields are? So you need to get yourself somebody that is an expert to be able to help you. You have to remember that people who experience racism cannot be your educators. They are not emotionally in the position to educate you about what you need to learn, about what you should have known to begin with. So don't ask your partner to educate you about what is racism. This is a responsibility that you need to take it upon yourself to go and find out from. There are nowadays a lot of education workshops, training workshops that are being offered that talk openly from facilitators that come actually who are qualified and know how to go about telling you as a person who has already experienced has been a victim, to tell you about what is racism. So there I'm really encouraging you to make sure that you are taking part in those workshops as well. So if you can love somebody black and you are not freed from the system in which you and your generations were brought up with, if you do not talk, have a mindset change, these racism thoughts will always exist. So again, this is one of my final advices that I can give you. Education, education, education. Learn, learn, learn. And one more thing which is very important that you should know is, if your wife is telling you she's experienced, or your husband is telling you they have experienced this, don't start talking and giving good advices like it is not possible. Don't start being defensive. Listen. Don't listen to answer, just listen to show empathy, to show that you have also been affected. And when you talk, let it be that you are going to take some action to reinstate this feeling of pains that the person is feeling. So what I want to see is a lot of people who are going out and being proactive in terms of stopping, or, you know, in terms of working to stop this racism that is really worse than a virus, that has killed so many people over the years and has caused so much trauma. People are having inherited trauma about it. People are having PTSD about it, post-traumatic stress syndrome about it. We have people that are not able to look at a police or a uniformed person or a white person, not because they fear them, but because they are just exhausted with the mental stress that this racism you know, puts them out in. So that was just a few information to answer. I hope the person who jumped in my inbox is going to see this. I promised to do a podcast so that they can be able to understand exactly how can I be able, what are those first steps that I can do in order that I can start to work my life on, you know, resetting my mind not to be one of a racist, because I am born in a racist society. So thank you very much, and till next time, when we are going to be giving more advice on racism.